Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. And so apologies to those delegations who will hear me for a second or third time for the way I go back a little bit. I will just start reaction to the proposed new additional paragraph. And I was saying that we are not in a position to support the new proposal in the form it was proposed. We have no objection to stating that explosive weapons as a general category are not prohibited under IHL. However, this should be done in a manner that does not imply that all and any explosive weapons are lawful, because this would disregard the prohibition under IHL of anti-personnel mines and cluster munitions, for instance. It should not imply either that military necessity is the criterion that govern their lawfulness. There are many other rules of IHL that do govern their lawfulness of their use. So we, of course, stand ready to explore alternative formulation that would be agreeable to as many delegations as possible, provided that they address the problem posed by EWIPA in a correct manner and do not undermine IHL. One such option could be as follows. I quote, while there is no general prohibition against the use of explosive weapons under international humanitarian law, every use of these weapons must comply with international humanitarian law. We condemn any unlawful use of these weapons by any actor in any conflict. End quote. And that is the proposal, so in response to amendment, the new paragraph proposed by a delegation yesterday and supported this morning by others. Thank you very much for your attention and for your patience throughout the statement and the technical glitch. Thank you.